Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Presented by Chafin Lujan, injury law firm doing good by doing right. This just in, Rick Dayton from our sister station, KDKA, talking with Kevin Colbert. And we have audio here of Colbert going even deeper on the Harris pick and what the Steelers are getting in the two offensive linemen they picked in the third round and the fourth round. So let's listen in here. This is brand new. Kevin Colbert asked why he bucked the trend and picked a running back in the first round.
The game has changed. It's become a more east-west game than it is a north-south game. That's going on in the college ranks. It goes on in the high school ranks for the colleges, and it goes on. It's leaked into our game. I think people will say those types of things based on that, but in all honesty, the word value to me means, can this player help us win football games? In the case of Najee Harris, the running back that there's never any question about Najee, us believing that Najee can help us win more football games, and that was an easy pick. So really, the value type system that you hear about, read about, the only value I place is who can help us win games. That's why we make the decisions we make.
How do you think he helps you win?
Yeah, he's not only a very good runner, but he's also very proficient in the passing game, both as a receiver, and he's a bigger guy that can block as well. So really, he can be on the field in any situation on all three downs, and that's exciting because there are more and more specialists. Najee did it at the highest level, and of course, he helped them win a national championship, which was, you know, a tribute to him and a tribute to the Alabama program.
Had you pretty much made up your mind by the time it got to 18, 19, 20, the direction you were going, or were you still not sure what direction you were going to go until those other teams picked?
We knew. I mean, we go through this process the day before. We say if the Pittsburgh Steelers were picking number one, we would take who? Okay, we took that player. Now we're picking number two, three, four, so on and so forth. So we had the players in an order that we would select them the day before. We just wait for it to unfold. The only decisions you really have to make are whether you want to trade up or trade back. But we identified several players that we would not trade away from if they were available to us. And of course, Najee was one of those players.
Were there opportunities to move up or move back in draft in round one?
No, I don't remember anybody. Of course, we didn't try to move up at all. I think we had a couple inquiries about maybe wanting to move down, but when a player like that was still showing to be available, we quickly dismissed those.
A lot of people with high marks for Kendrick Green, a 3-year starter in Illinois, and also saying getting some help at the offensive line position at tackle for Dan Moore Jr. What do you like about those two guys?
Kendrick has played actually more guard than center, but honestly, had he been a center his whole career, we don't think he would have been available to us in the third round because we really like his athleticism and his toughness. He's just a little inexperienced at center, but when he played that position, he didn't look out of place. Dan Moore has been a starting tackle for 3 straight years at Texas A&M, competing at a high level in one of the toughest conferences. But athletically, we think he could play either tackle, but I don't think he'd be someone we would look at as a guard or a center.
All right, so that was Kevin Colbert a little while ago on KDKA with Rick Dayton. We got Arthur Motes with us today, by the way. I got a couple thoughts on the way he talked about the Harris pick that I'm not the biggest fan of. It sounds to me like they weren't really open-minded about doing anything but picking Harris with that selection. That's how I hear that. Like, I thought some of the questions there were well-worded. Like, did you know picks in advance that you were going to take them? And Kevin said, yeah. And then he talked us through what they do in advance of the draft, which makes me think that even if Darrisaw had been passed over by the Vikings, the left tackle from Virginia Tech, that they still would have taken Harris. And then the other thing that I'm just really not a huge fan of is it sounds like they didn't even want to listen to teams that called them about moving back. Like, that was not really something that they even really paid much mind to, which I don't know. I would have rather had an extra second and third and had four picks in the top 90 or top 100 than, you know, what they did. But maybe that's just me, Chris.
Well, it just tells me that they are convinced of two things, that they can compete for a Super Bowl this year and that Najee Harris was more important than quite literally any other player to competing for a Super Bowl this year. I happen to disagree with both of those sentiments on about every conceivable front, but it makes it clear that they are pretty obstinate about where they stand and what they needed, and I just think that they're going to be proven wrong.
Yeah, for me, I don't have an issue with their mindset. If you trust your scouting department to the extent that they do, mm-hmm. if you feel like, hey, man, we've checked out every player, we know 100% this is the guy that we want, well, then, yeah, why are we looking around? It's no different if you got your wife, right? This is my wife. I love her. She's the best ever. Yeah. I don't care about the next girl. Why am I looking over there? So if they cared about Najee and they felt like he was that player for them in this draft, and their actions did respond to that as well. When you look at how quick that pick came in, I don't have an issue with that. Now, we're going to see if that was the right move or not mm-hmm. this season and going forward. But in terms of just the draft itself, I'd much rather this team be 100% confident in the people they're picking than we're sitting here and it's 30 seconds left on the clock and they're twiddling their thumbs. Do I go tackle? Do I go running back? Do I go corner? And then they just take whoever is
like
there.
Artie
I don't
Burns.
Like that the same way. Exactly. That to me is the reverse of this. So give me the guy that you're 100% confident in, that you absolutely love, versus the we didn't really know, we just grabbed this guy.
What was going through your head when Darrisaw was still there and Minnesota hadn't put their pick in, Arthur? Did you have...
Well, I mean, obviously we were looking at him. He was a guy that I thought, okay, yeah, we thought he was one of the top three or four tackles in this draft. Mm-hmm. So absolutely that plays into this thing. But once again, for us, we talked about the value of an O-lineman at 24, which is the biggest reason why we wanted O-line at 24 and not a running back
yep.
at 24.
They play longer.
But in terms of if Najee's impact next season versus Darrisaw's impact next season, who's going to have the greater one, you can make the case that Najee is going to have that just because of typically for running backs of his caliber, it's a lot easier for them to adjust, whereas we've seen O-linemen come in this league and struggle, especially left tackles. So to me, that's, you know, just kind of why I didn't have an issue with that thought process. But once again, if we're talking value, that's different. Value, man, it's a no-brainer. You would go Darrisaw, you would go Tevin Jenkins, we would go O-line.
Or trade down.
Absolutely. But if they truly love this player and this was their guy, mm-hmm. I'm fine with them staying there and getting their guy.
Text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Bob Grove on what the NHL should have done to Tom Wilson next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.